p.m. Wednesday nights, while suits and ties evacuate downtown Minneapolis office buildings and clog the escape routes to the suburbs, a t-shirt and jeans crowd straggles into the door at 500 Cedar Avenue. They tote acoustic guitars, auto harps, mouth harps, recorders, and violins. Life is lived at another pace on the West Bank, especially here at Palmer's Bar, a West Bank institution and one of the last holdouts of the 60s folk revival that played out at the clubs along Cedar and Riverside. It made local legends out of Spider John Kerner, Tony Glover, Dave Ray, Judy Larson, Bill Hinckley, and so many others.
So what's going on here?
Oh, this is the Hippananny.
This is the Hippananny.
Hippananny. What's the Hippananny?
It's a hootenanny for hippies.
In some ways, it's like the spirit of the 60s and 70s lives on at Palmer's, only recast with a new set of characters, and some of the same characters, only with more gray in their hair. But the story of the West Bank landmark began long before the arrival of the folk and blues musicians.
That's my joke. We're 108 years old, and don't I look good?
Lisa Hammer and her husband Keith have owned Palmer's Bar for 12 years.
It's been here since 1906, and in fact, I think that it actually was a bar even before that. So we're over 108 years old, and been on the West Bank, open for business, open anyway, for the whole entire time.
Hammer's research has uncovered the sale of the building to the Minneapolis Brewing Company in 1906. The legal paper trail gets a little bit sketchy around 1920 when the Volstead Act made the consumption of alcohol illegal and the purveyors of hooch criminals. But at Palmer's, as in other places, the good times just went underground.
During Prohibition, and I think even before that, it used to be a brothel up here, exactly where we are right now. There are little rooms, little doors up and down up here, and that it used to be a brothel. It also was continuously running during Prohibition. Legend had it that there was a tunnel that connected next door with Five Corners, which is now the Nomad, that ran under the street. And that's how they would shuttle booze back and forth.
It got the name Palmer's in 1954 when the bar's ownership passed to Henry and Virginia Palmer.
Say goodbye and cheers to past years and start your new career, my friends, by shifting gears. Whoa, drinking and dancing.
When the coffee house music scene migrated from Dinky Town in the early 1960s, folkies and hippies joined Palmer's regulars, Finnish farmers, railroad workers, working stiffs at the bar. Palmer's has seen its share of colorful characters, including Florence Johnstone, the owner prior to the Hammers.
She would literally have a cigarette going from every end of the bar all the way down, a cigarette every like 4 feet, and a few drinks. And as the day would go on, her wig would slide, and so you knew it was getting late in the day. But she was generous. She was kind. I mean, we have Thanksgiving here every year. That's something we inherited from her, and we continue on, and now my kids assist, and we have people that help, and we literally put on a spread of food like you wouldn't believe. I mean, fabulous food, and it's free, and it's open to anybody, and I don't know, we serve 75 people. But she started some of those histories that got passed down to us.
Folk blues artist Spider John Kerner has made Palmer's a second home.
He used to bartend here years and years ago. He still travels the world playing music, and he'll call here probably at least once a week, if not more, to see how things are and to see what the weather is and just make sure that his chair is still here, because he's, you know, he is totally a West Bank legend, but he's our friend.
At Palmer's, regulars who've shuffled off to that big bar in the sky are remembered on the dead wall, and patrons who've been banned get their names posted on the 86th board. The bar's small stage hosts live music 4 times a week, and come summer, the backyard patio rocks with Palm Fest.
Palmer's is welcoming, it doesn't matter who you are.
Welcome.
And then there's the weekly Hippananny.
Whoever wants to play can come in and play.
Now, how long has this been going on?
That's a loaded question.
I've been coming here six.
I've been coming here eight.
Now, why did you choose Palmer's? How did it end up being Palmer's?
Well, since the New Riverside closed, we become the biomagnetic center of the universe.
Sometimes there's a perception.
Owner Lisa Hammer.
That the West Bank is dangerous. And I think that, I mean, that perception is completely wrong. I think it's because of the diversity and people's unknown factors. But it's nothing scary at all. I know, oh, hippies with guitars. It's not scary at all.
This is Brit Ahmed for KFAI, where 10,000 Fresh Voices is brought to you by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
I've been sitting right here thinking. I've been drinking this bottle of beer. Tomorrow.